There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Cantwell.
855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. Just send us a friend request there and then contact request, I guess is what it's called. You send it and we'll click on it and then you can call in and usually sound better on Skype. 855-450-FREE. So we've been talking about this gentleman who apparently took a trip. Well, he's been claiming for over the course of years to have been a libertarian and have been a Ron Paul delegate and, a bunch of things. And sort of using this as credence for his really kind of poorly done libertarian bashing that Salon doesn't seem to have a problem with, even though he's not really addressing any issues. He's just trotting out canards and then addressing those.
Did you ever see that story in the New Yorker, the Libertarian Police Department?
No, I've...
I'll share it with you after the show. It was really funny because, and this is pure satire. It's a big joke, right? It's this story of like a, it's a fictional story of this cop who like, you have to pay for everything, right? So there's a Bitcoin theft and he's like, who's going to pay me to go track down the Bitcoin thieves? And then he goes to shoot at the robber and then he has to put a quarter in his gun to shoot and all of this stuff. But it was such thick satire, right? This is a big joke. With this guy, it almost seems that way, right? He's just talking about... So the next thing he's talking about here on Salon.com is that the story here is that he's in Honduras. This is his vacation that he goes on, and he's talking about...
Mayan runes, and I love myself some Mayan runes, too.
Right. And he's looking at Honduras, and it's a complete S-hole. And he's looking around and saying, well, this is what libertarianism turns a place into, because the government sort of cut spending there after this socialist military dictatorship sort of collapsed. So he goes, for our last meal in San Pedro Sula, my family walked a couple of blocks from our fortress-like bed and breakfast to a pizza restaurant. It was the middle of the day, and we were the only customers. We walked through the gated walls and passed a man in casual slacks with a pistol belt slung haphazardly around his waist. Welcome to Ayn Rand's libertarian paradise, where your extra-large pepperoni pizza must also have an armed guard. Part of the reason this discredited libertarian BS still carries any weight for Americans is because so few of us travel. Right, so to the gun thing real quick, right? He talks about this in a previous part of the article where there's not really, like, police around. There are military patrols that have, machine guns on top of their Humvees or whatever, and basically there's not a real police department in effect there, so people basically have to hire criminals to guard their businesses.
Well, the difference between police and military is almost semantic.
It basically is,
I mean, if you're using your military to keep the peace, that's what peace officers are for. A military is to... I mean, it properly, when employed properly, a military should be housed within a country in order to be sent out of the country when the invasion occurs. Now, how long it takes to send it out of the country depends on how successful your military is against the other military, but that's really what that's all about. So if they're using the military as police, then let's just call them police.
Well,
or military,
they really aren't. What's going on is that they don't have much in the way of, it doesn't sound like there's much in the way of law enforcement going on.
Right,
down there.
Right.
However, they have no shortage of laws. So he's talking about the situation where a guy with has a gun in his belt and there's private security guards around here who more look like hoodlums. Well, the interesting thing about this is that it's illegal to carry a gun in Honduras. So if you're talking about this being some libertarian paradise because people have guns, well, the people who have the guns in a society where guns are outlawed, are outlaws. It's not a situation. You're talking about crime and poverty and all of these terrible things going on.
So this is
on.
A failure of liberal politics is what this is.
Yeah, it's a failed socialist state is what's going on. And I mentioned earlier, I mean, Wenzel had looked in, you know, on the Economic Freedom Index. They were really low towards the bottom. They have their utilities are almost completely government run. I think like 90% of the electricity, all of the power is supplied by the government there. It's just completely absurd. So he's saying that for you to get a slice of pizza, you have to walk past a guy with a gun. And I'm like, well, you know, I walk around to go on Free Talk Live. You have to walk past a guy with a gun. Me. it's not this big, you know, slum that we live in.
I would also point out that if you're going to just pull things out of history and around the world as being libertarian paradises, I would be much more interested in talking about the United States in the 19th century. In many ways, you're looking at a much more libertarian country, sphere, prior to the progressive era, which began in basically the 1890s. Certainly there was sort of thought and writings prior to that, but you know, it gets rolling in the 1890s. When you are looking at the 1800s in the United States, there's a lot of things you can look at. Like, for instance, there were no police. They had sheriffs and that sort of thing. But if you wanted protection, there was private protection. Largely, people didn't need protection beyond having a gun at the house. Or that sort of thing. Some people would carry their guns around with them, but it was also, they were relatively common because a lot of people would be hunting too. So, you know, that's just that. You didn't necessarily even think about somebody walking up on you that had a rifle in their hand.
Yeah, an armed society tends to be a polite society. We have very little in the way of gun control here in New Hampshire. There's a good possibility that we're going to have even less in the near future. And guess what? Not a great deal of violent crime in this place because criminals don't live very long in a place like that.
Right. There are towns in New Hampshire that don't have cops. But they certainly have guns. If you go about doing burglaries in there, you'll soon find out what they intend to do with them.
Yeah, exactly. They so
this Langar guy, this author, I think it's you rightly pointed out previously that he doesn't have a very big libertarian footprint. You know what I mean?
No, he definitely doesn't. I mean, when I looked it up, I put on my Facebook page, I said anybody who was involved in the Ron Paul campaign in 2008 get in touch with me. So J. Neil Shulman got in touch with me, and he's the author of Alongside Night.
Yeah.
And
Free Talk Live actually is a sponsor of his movie for Alongside Night.
Okay.
In it a little bit, too.
And he was a 2008 delegate, and he tagged a couple of his friends, and they came over, and they were like, we've gone through this before. We have no idea who this guy is. So, you know, somehow the guy managed to get a picture of himself with Ron Paul. Who knows how that happened. But there's a lot of question as to whether he was even a delegate.
Right. If he's a delegate to the state convention, you would think that that would be a piece of paper that he could put up on the Internet somehow. Right? Like, if that's what your credibility is for writing how many anti-libertarian articles?
I think there's 13 of them up on Salon.com right now.
You would
now.
Think that he would have some sort of piece of paper to prove it. It's possibly just threw that stuff away. I don't keep the paper proving that I'm a delegate to the state convention for the state of New Hampshire, but I probably could find quickly prove that.
The earliest writing I was able to find from him was an article at Roll Reboot, which is like a feminist lunatic site. And I said, this is what I wrote about it on my site here. I've got it from ChristopherCantwell.com. I said, but if Lingar were ever a libertarian, he was never a particularly outspoken one and certainly not so well-informed. Despite bragging about having graduated Antioch University in 2010 with his MFA in creative writing and also holding an MA in writing from the University of Nevada, Reno.
I love the creative writing. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's so
He's
funny.
A fiction author, right? Lingar doesn't at first glance have any writing on the Internet favoring libertarianism. He claims he was a Ron Paul delegate in 2008, but
Ron Paul photobombs anybody, right?
Right. Anybody can get a picture with Ron Paul, basically, if you show up to
Ron
an
Paul.
Event.
It's awesome. He's awesome about that.
The earliest writing I can find from him in 2012 talking about how he became a feminist after his wife left him for another man because he was a complete piece of garbage. His wife left him with the kids and he struggled to keep them clothed. His daughter's pants kept falling down, he recalls, because he couldn't get the sizes right and he only provided her with a belt after the school demanded he do so. Not exactly the pinnacle of responsibility proper libertarianism encourages one to be.
I don't know that that proves anything or doesn't prove anything.
I go into it a little more, but then I heard the music.
But I love the idea that he...
It's just a piece of garbage.
I'm a feminist because I need a woman to dress my kids for me. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. World.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard a commercial for Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. 855-453. Free. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind in this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
Or you can call us on Skype. Our username there is LRN. This is in Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM. And, you know, send a friend request and I'll accept it. And then you can call in and usually sound a bit better. LRN.FM on Skype and 855-450-FREE. Cantwell, we're talking about this. What's this guy?
Edwin
name?
Lingar. I'm not sure of the pronunciation there, but he's basically a salon propagandist. Salon.com, a lefty pit of deception and lies.
And he's writing this article about his visit with his new lovely bride and family to Honduras, and sort of pointing out the similarities between Honduras, a failed socialist state, and a libertarian paradise in whatever ham-fisted fashion he can. Right.
Right. Basically, trying to draw, you know. The line with these people is basically because the government hasn't solved all of their problems that this is libertarianism, right? And it's a completely absurd thing. And I think we've gone through his article, and I feel like that's sort of covered that sufficiently, but I started to go into who this guy is now, right? Now, he is he said he was a Ron Paul delegate in 2008, and that this was his first, like, introduction to the movement, and when he saw all these conspiracy kooks, then he just ran away from it, and ever since, he's been, like, a left-wing propagandist.
So, right, he hasn't had that much experience with the movement. Most of his stuff that he trots out are tropes that have been disproven time and time again. The fact that he makes a living, I assume, writing this stuff.
No, he actually works for the Nevada Department of Wildlife is the thing I was going to say. He's worked for the government his entire life.
he said he became a feminist when his wife left him, and I guess he had some trouble fitting the clothes on his children, as though that means anything.
Right. Well, I mean, it doesn't sound like he talked about what a wonderful parent he was in this article, but apparently, like, he couldn't give he didn't think to give his daughter a belt until his kid's school demanded that he do so. So, I mean, he's always out there talking about how wonderful he is and how irresponsibly nuts everybody else is. But, you know, he's going to send his daughter to school with pants that don't fit and only buys her a belt after the school says, hey, come put some clothes on your child, please. But he talks about, he had this article over at Role Reboot, this feminist website, about how he became a feminist. And his wife had left him for another man and basically went off and left him with the kids in the house and whatnot. She didn't take him through the courts or whatever. And he talks at some length about his disastrous dating life before he found feminism. He says he would go out to bars and, quote, get hammered and, quote, hit on women. And surprisingly enough, this didn't work out for so well for this guy. And I've got a picture of him here. He's not the most attractive man in the world. You know, he's a divorced, bald, overweight alcoholic. And it was only by lowering himself to a white knight social justice warrior that he found Joy, his current wife. Now, Joy, he says, makes more money than him, which is probably good, because I don't imagine his less than stellar writing talents are earning enough to pay the bills. Lingar has spent most of his life working for the government, according to his LinkedIn profile. He was a public affairs specialist for the U.S. Coast Guard for 4 years and has worked for the Nevada Department of Wildlife since 2002.
What's he do there? I mean, what do you use?
He's a PR specialist for the Nevada Department of Wildlife, which is basically just a welfare program. I'm sorry to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, how much PR does the Nevada Department of Wildlife need to do?
Well, whatever PR they need to do, PR is basically, it's newspeak, code speak for telling lies, right?
Right.
So he's got a creative writing degree, which is a degree in telling lies.
Right.
Telling lies well that people understand are lies.
Yeah.
Then he worked as doing PR for the Coast Guard, right?
And then PR for the Department of
Nevada. So, I mean, this guy's basically his credentials for claiming to be a libertarian are that he's a liar.
Yeah. So he describes his career before feminism as, quote, I strive to climb a corporate ladder with a mediocre education and solid BSing skills. Though his LinkedIn profile only shows him working for a private company for 2 years, A&R Partners, a technology PR firm, with absolutely no information on their website. Those solid BSing skills left him well primed for salon journalism.
I feel like salon here, this is the difficulty when you're doing, when you run a web page, especially like salon, is you want hits. You need hits. Hits are the lifeblood of what you do.
I know that all too well.
And that means that you've got to kind of do what it takes to get those hits. You know, when this big, fat, bald liar rolls out with his bull crap about libertarianism that has been debunked after his first article, right? Like his relationship with libertarianism, where, you know, sort of his footprint prior to the ideas of liberty, his delegate, you know, his status as a delegate, all this stuff. He's been debunked over and over again.
Yeah, I found his Facebook profile. I have no Facebook friends in common with him. It's hard for me to believe he was a 2008 delegate and has no Facebook friends in common with me.
Well, I suppose that's a possibility, but I don't know. I think that I suspect everything he says, and they keep on putting his stuff up.
Yeah, he brags about his BSing skills, the creative writing degree. I mean, the guy's a professional liar.
Right. And brags about it at the same time. And no doubt, maybe he's very good at it. But Salon kind of is put in a difficult position here, right? First off, Salon hates themselves some libertarians, right? They're socially leftist bullcrap. Not that I'm not, I guess, socially leftist in the sense that I believe people...
You are not socially leftist. You're not a cultural Marxist. You just think that people should be free to do what they want. And I think that that's an important thing to nail home for people, is that we are not fiscally conservative, socially liberal. I hate liberals on social issues trying to put classes of people above each other. That's disgusting to me.
That's a distinction I don't quite understand. Could you clear that up for me a little more?
Okay, so it's things like, say, affirmative action, I don't think too many libertarians are in favor of,
I guess that would be a social issue, right?
Right. This is I don't think that gay marriage is a particularly libertarian issue. I think that the libertarian position on marriage is to get the government out of it. I don't know why anybody seeks to punish gay people with marriage licenses. Right? I don't know. I don't think men should be marrying women at this point. Why they'd want to marry each other is beyond my comprehension. I don't get it, why people would want to do that. The constant, the race baiting, an unarmed black teen. Well, you know, but he was a strong-armed robber. You know, maybe not the most sympathetic of characters, but the left doesn't mind harping on that sort of thing. These are lefty social justice warrior issues that I don't think have any place in libertarianism.
Yeah, well, I get where you're coming from.
Feminist garbage. Oh my God, the gender pay gap, Mark.
That's just been debunked over and over again in major news sources.
Do you think that debunking has anything to do with left-wing fiscal policy?
I think it's irresponsible. I mean, if somebody debunks something, then you need to debunk the debunking and point to it. Because at this point, I can't possibly know, as a, you know, your average guy doing a talk show, there's no way for me to know what the gender pay gap is one way or the other. Now, I've worked in plenty of places where women have been my boss. I probably had more women as my boss than I've had men as my boss. So it's difficult for me to imagine that there's a gender pay gap, but let's say that there is. If that's the case, then you need to prove it. And if somebody debunks your proving of it, then you need to debunk the debunking, because that's all I can look at is stuff on the internet.
There would be 100% employment for women if there was a gender pay gap. It's just simple economics. I don't need proof. It's just common sense.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2Guns80.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Cantwell.
855-450-FREE. Well, Cantwell, I think we've kind of tapped out on this.
We've run that scumbag into the ground enough, Edwin Lingard. I'm glad to be done with him.
Yeah, it's that's kind of how I feel on it. So I want to tell you real quick about this. I find this kind of an interesting story. Here in the Keene area.
I'm going to go and take a bunch of clips of Mark saying interesting on Free Talk Live.
I say it too often.
Yeah, could be one of your crutches. I realize, like, as I edit the video from these, as some of you might know, I've been taking, the nights that I'm on Free Talk Live, I make YouTube clips out of some of the segments, and I realize that I say right, and I have all my stupid little crutches, and I realize I am a talentless radio personality. I really need to work on that.
Go listen to the talented radio personalities, and you'll see that they have all their crutches, too. It's not that uncommon, really. You can find them umming and ahing, and Rush Limbaugh's got the... but he just kind of fills in with noises. So, yeah, it's relatively common. Brattleboro is it's Vermont, and it's just across the New Hampshire line, and it is this sort of liberal mecca. It's what they're doing here from the Sentinel source, and this is our, my hometown.
And he says Mecca, like, sarcastically. It's not a paradise. It's a lefty lunatic place.
Mecca doesn't mean paradise. It just means a place where people go.
Okay, all right. Yeah, fair enough.
So, apparently they're weighing in on voting rights for 16 and 17-year-olds. Everyone who votes in today's elections in Brattleboro will be at least 18 years old. But that could change if voters pass a ballot measure to extend the right in town elections to vote to 16 and 17-year-olds. Supporters say pushing the voting age down 2 years would improve voter turnout, probably not, and bring the vote the right to vote in line with other privileges, such as a driver's license at age 16. It's part of a way of enlivening the electorate here. Kurt Danes, a Brattleboro resident who submitted the ballot item, said on Monday, "We want to propose it as a way to make the younger people grow in attachment to their town." Danes described restricting voting rights to people who are over 18 a violation of basic rights. Of course, I guess extending it to people over 16 is also a violation of basic rights.
Right,
too,
let's just open it up to infants and be like, here, drop your pacifier on the box you want to vote for, kid. It's ridiculous. I hate this crap. We were up at Concord talking to the elections committee, and Ian and Daryl were all for this, for having the 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds, rather, be able to vote in the primaries if they were going to be able to vote in the general election. And I was like, no, the last thing I want is more irresponsible young people voting in the elections. These people have no concept of what it is to pay taxes. It makes me sick. And that's why these liberal psychopaths like it, because they want these irresponsible little brats with their snot noses to walk into these voting booths and vote for everything. They're like, oh, don't you think that it should be free? And the kid is like, I like free stuff. I'll vote for you instead of voting for somebody who actually has a sound economic policy.
Well, I'm not sure age is necessarily the criteria by which
significant. More likely. You don't find, I don't know a whole bunch of real hardcore fiscal conservatives in high school, Mark.
If they, if they're going to call it, like, there's this tenet, taxation without representation, that seems important to people.
It turns out taxation with representation ain't so hot neither, but go ahead.
Most of the taxes you pay as a worker at 16 or 17 years old, you're paying to the federal government, not to a state, to a town government.
Right, and you get it refunded anyway.
So I really got to, you know, I don't know that this is the place to start necessarily for 16 and 17 year olds. If you're going to tax a 16 year old, income tax on their paycheck or, FICA or whatever it is, maybe they should have a say in a federal election, not in a town election where most of the taxes come from, they come from property taxes. And the likelihood that a 16 year old owns property is pretty unlikely.
Yeah. Go tax dad's land so that I can have free healthcare.
Let's go to Patrick calling in from Philly. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
How you guys doing? Hello?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Not much. I just wanted to comment on the recent CPAC straw poll. I guess that's a straw poll they have.
You're going to have to tell me about it. I don't pay much attention to anything that starts with the word conservative.
Okay. It's funny. I was on the Stefan Molyneux show a while ago, and I'm going to ask you guys the same question I asked him now. I don't know if this is a dangerous question to ask, but I still am a big libertarian Ron Paul supporter. And, I was kind of disenchanted when he lost in 2012. Now his son, Rand Paul, obviously you guys know who that is coming up in the ranks. Now, obviously he is by no means an anarchist. And maybe arguably, maybe not even real much of a libertarian. But for me, I look at him as at least a step in the right direction. Now, somebody, like, let's say you're a chronic smoker and you go to your doctor and he says you need to quit smoking. Well, I can't stop right away. What if I cut down to, like, instead of 40 cigarettes, I have 30 cigarettes a day? And me being the doctor, I would go, well, I guess that's a better option.
I think that's clearly better.
Yeah. So, I know you guys are very, I'm a very, non-governmental, I don't like tyranny and all that, but do you at least see Rand Paul as somewhat, like, if you saw him win the presidency, would you raise an eyebrow and be like, wow, it's better than Hillary. It's better than
So here's my thoughts on that. My thoughts are actually evolving in this field here, okay? So
question?
Lately I've been going up
yeah,
to...
Yeah, Chris Campbell.
Yeah, okay. So I have been really hostile towards... I mean, I've got articles up on my website about I will not vote and all elections are scams and yada, 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 and telling people don't perpetuate faith in the system and whatnot. Now, I've been going up to Concord and talking to the legislature and feel like, hey, there's actually some opportunity to make a difference here. I am sort of torn about the Rand Paul thing, because what you're saying is obviously true, that Rand Paul is going to be a lot better than Hillary Clinton, right? Rand Paul is going to be a lot better than Jeb Bush or whatever other psychopath the Republican Party wants to put up there. So there's a certain temptation there. At the same time, as the nature of the propaganda that I put out, I am not anxious to put any stock in Rand Paul, because I am very anxious to get people to turn away from the political system and the federal government in particular. So it's a little bit mixed. You're obviously right. I mean, look, the guy's not going to be as bad as pretty much anybody else that might actually obtain the presidency, but he's still real bad, and I don't like people taking him seriously.
Okay.
I would, however, say that I'm not under any illusions that my vote matters for much. What I'm going to do is in the Republican primary, I'm a elected Republican in the state of New Hampshire, so I can't vote in any other primary. It's got to be the Republican one. In the Republican primary, I will vote for the most liberty-oriented candidate that I can find, and I expect that to be Rand Paul. In the general election, I will also vote for the most liberty-oriented candidate I can find, and I'm not sure what that's going to be, who that's going to be today, but I would consider it to be a victory of sorts if Rand Paul were to take the White House over every other one of the scumbags I've heard trotted out on mainstream media up to this point.
Okay, so you sleep a little bit better.
I think he's a little bit better, and I think that if he gets elected and he goes into the White House and he throws us all under the bus, I think he'll do more to create anarchists than any other libertarian candidate ever did.
Well, I think that a liberty candidate, I don't know who Rand Paul is or how he's going to act in the White House, but I can say that many people consider the president to be the most important office in the land, and basically everything that happens is either their fault or they get credit for it, when in fact it doesn't work that way. So if a libertarian, quote-unquote, takes the office, like Rand Paul, then and things don't go well in the economy or whatever at that particular time, then it's going to be all libertarians' fault, and I don't think that that's a particularly valid thing. Patrick, you seem to have another question. Was that correct?
Yeah.
Hold on.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartrock.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can call in and talk about whatever you want. Or you can use Skype. It's the username is lrn.fm on Skype. And it's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
855-450-FREE. So there's a project that's going on down in Chile right now. And I think it's worth checking out. What they're doing is they're building this this basically like a condominium or a building that looks like a ski resort. And instead of being like a vast valley full of estates, this is a place for liberty-oriented people can have just a little something, a little place to live in, you know, a foreign country. Chile has been touted by many as a war-free place for Americans to go, and some people like it for that reason, and I think that I think it's worth checking out. Now, there's only room for about 100 people there at – you go to fortgalt.com. So what you need to do is you need to check it out for yourself. It's down in southern Chile, and, you know, a lot of people, with the way that the U.S. is going, they think the best choice for them is to get out of the country, or at the very least, to have some place to be able to bug out to. And by the way, Chile, since it's in the southern hemisphere, it's summer when it's winter in New Hampshire. And winter.
Well, that sounds mighty appealing at this point.
Right, no doubt about it. So go check them out, fortgalt.com. That's FORTGALT.com. See what they've got going on. I was really, really impressed with their video. It kind of, they've got this, what they're intending to build, you've sort of fly through. It's really impressive. It's worth going to see the video, if nothing else, at fortgalt.com.
Who is that named after?
John Galt.
Who is John Galt?
It's a little joke.
I managed to work it in.
There you go.
So clever.
Go back to Patrick calling in from Philly. Patrick, you're back on Free Talk Live. What is your other question?
It's not most, well, actually, my dinner is cooking on the stove. But actually, you know, it's funny. I wanted to call in for one reason.
Fascinating.
Yes. And when I first heard about you guys, I actually, now, just wait till I finish the end of this statement, I actually couldn't stand you guys. Chris Cantwell specifically, I thought you guys were psychopaths.
So should I remove your complaints off of my list of complaints about Cantwell at this point?
Yes. Actually, okay. Chris, I tell you, Chris, I started out hating you, and then it got to the point where I started really coming around to you. And I just wanted to
was
say,
was it on
you know,
the
like,
show that you disliked him, or was it from his writings and his website at ChristopherCantwell.com?
I think, to be honest, it's I think the hardest thing to come around to, I feel it kind of sticks in my craw, but is the talk about the police and, like, because my dad's a cop, you know, and it's kind of hard to make that connection because it's so close to, you know, where I grow up with my family, you know.
Gotcha.
But honestly, Chris, I just wanted to tell you, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, man, because you are changing minds out there. And to all you guys, Ian, both of you, everybody, just keep doing what you're doing, you know.
Well, thank you so much, buddy. And one of the things that I have liked about doing Free Talk Live is that, you know, I don't entirely break character, if you will, but I'm sort of moderated by the gentleman here, and the demand that I don't curse up a storm on Free Talk Live sort of helps soften the image a little bit and maybe convey a point a little more calmly. So I've been grateful for the opportunity, and thank you so much for not tuning out and for listening.
Now that the ring polishing is done, Patrick, what's on your mind?
Well, one more thing, and I think it's probably going to be about the same response. I saw the Netanyahu speech today. If you didn't see it, basically Netanyahu was there telling Congress, Iran, we got to bomb Iran. But Obama wasn't there, and a lot of Americans, I think, especially in Europe, they're starting to change their policy towards Israel. Now, could you see this change? Now, like when I back in 2008, you always thought, we're always going to support Israel. But it seems to me that there is sort of a tide changing with this. Slowly, maybe not even happening, but I'm noticing it. And it's kind of like one of those, I mean, it just seems like there's sort of a tectonic shift in the country. Maybe it's slow, maybe it will go back to the way it was, but I'm starting to notice some things with that, even foreign policy-wise. Do you guys see any of that, or...
Well, I did not see Netanyahu's speech today. I did see some headlines about it. I know that his thing has always been about Iran, bomb, 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 Iran. But it's a thing that I don't think that the Obama administration has been particularly hostile towards Israel, but also not particularly supportive. It's not part of the rhetoric of the administration, so people aren't hearing it as much. I think that once you have a Republican presidential primary going on, you're going to have a bunch of guys clamoring to be the closest to Israel, and I think that that's going to really ramp that up again. And of course, I do not believe whoever gets the Republican primary in the 2016 presidential race is going to win the 2016 presidential election. I don't think they're going to put
another.
You think
it's going to be a Democrat again?
A Republican. I don't think for one second that America is going to elect another Democrat president.
Right. I think that mostly what you were seeing regarding the Israel loving had to do with a Republican sort of being in the White House. I mean, the Republicans basically, up to this point, they're very much Israel supporters, because if you don't support Israel, Jesus can't come back. And if Jesus doesn't come back, then we all don't get to go to heaven or whatever, however the story is. I'm not even exactly sure what it means or why. So, I don't know what that is. I think that Israel can take care of itself in the Middle East, and it does not need the United States holding it back in whatever way that's going to happen. And they should be handling themselves and dealing with their own repercussions. Because it's like a teenager who doesn't if they don't have any ramifications for their actions, then they can sort of get away with anything, and they never really sort of learn. So Israel needs to operate like a country. It needs to operate like, you know, a country that's not particularly well liked where they are. And that way they'll have to change a lot of their policies rather than getting just support unhindered from the U.S. government. No U.S. taxpayer should be forced to fund either Israel or any other country. So I guess that's what my point on that would be.
But I do believe that, you know, once the Republicans have the power again, that you're going to see that. I don't think that they're particularly hammering it home. I mean, now they have the House and the Senate, so they could, if they wanted to, be, you know, hammering home about Israel. They're not swinging the foreign policy hammer while they've got a Democrat in the White House. Once they get back to that, I do believe that you'll probably see it. And believe me, once our largely Christian friends start seeing their Republicans start screaming about Israel, they'll start screaming about it too, and this is not going to be a good thing for anybody.
It's incredible how many people out there who listen to the biased media like MSNBC or Fox News and that sort of thing, when they hear the talking heads yammering on about something, they feel, oh yeah, now's the time for me to share these points with my friends. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm as guilty about that as anybody. I mean, when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, what are all the talking heads talking about? I guess that's what I'm going to write about today. I mean, we do the same thing on Free Talk Live to a large extent. We're like, what are the headlines? You know,
yeah.
That's the show prep, and it's a pervasive thing that, you know, these people set the tone for the entire country, even amongst libertarians, and it is it's very, very terribly off-putting.
Patrick?
All right, guys, thank you so much, and you guys have a good night, all right?
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for the call. 855-453.
I'm changing hearts and minds, Mark.
That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Matt, calling in Northern Minnesota. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so I have a few things to tell you, because I've actually lived in Honduras, and the roads, I was down there in 95, and the roads down there are fantastic, because when Ronald Reagan had the Contras fighting the Sandinistas, he made an agreement with the Honduran government. If he could make the roads nice, they could be stationed in Honduras so they could go in and attack in Nicaragua. So that's one thing. The roads are great. And every shop owner does have a pistol in their pocket. And on every corner of every block, there's a federal officer with a machine gun. And when me and my girlfriend walked out of the grocery store, we were escorted to our car with a machine gun and a shotgun. And it was pretty scary down there. I didn't realize at the time I have an eye problem, so I had to wear sunglasses. And the thing I realized after I left there or getting ready to leave, the only people that wear sunglasses down there is the local mafia, so nobody bothers me. And then I read a book, it's called People's History of the United States of America by Howard Zinn, Z-I-N-N.
Yeah.
And that might make you guys take a second look at how you feel politically. But this country has always been run by a few rich capitalists.
Yeah.
A few power-attaining politicians in the military.
What country hasn't been run by rich people?
Right. But capitalism is not working. And
well, it depends on what you define capitalism as, because capitalism hasn't exactly existed. Matt, I want to talk to you some more.
Yeah, let's talk about capitalism.
I think that rather than trying to finish this up in a couple of seconds, that we need a little more time. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from shinybadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at shinybadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.